You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Peter Karyanis and Aaron Solomon are the co-founders of Mission Watch Company, friends who met while working in the legal industry. The pair bonded over a lifelong passion for collecting watches and set out to create a watch that could be worn every day, being functional, elegant, and classic, but also high quality and at a great price. For this week's episode, we caught up with Peter in our Toronto bureau to hear the story of Mission Watch Company.
I think the story of the Mission Watch starts in the 1970s with a gifted Mickey Mouse Disney watch that was given to me by my father that started a lifelong passion about watches and horology and timekeeping. My partner and I started this company with another gentleman, Aaron Solomon. We have been watch lovers for years, our entire lives. He, like I, had a similar trajectory about enjoying watches and different types of watches, not the same ones, not necessarily the same aesthetic and the same style, but a long life of enjoying watches, owning watches, trading watches, collecting watches. And he's a lawyer, as I am, and we had careers in the law and also being entrepreneurs. We got to this point where we realized that there was an opportunity here to actually join our passion with a business and take the entrepreneurial skills that we think we've developed over the years and really apply it to something that we really love, which is watches. When we're talking about watches, I mean, I don't know necessarily that there's even fair to say that there's any gap. Watches are available at every price point from, you know, frankly, dollars to tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. What our goal was in coming up with Mission Watch Company, and specifically the Mission One, was really to find an entry point into what a lot of people are calling light luxury now, but an entry point for a high quality, very carefully crafted, with a high degree of attention to detail, automatic watch, which the watch-loving public would be attracted to, but to price it at a point that would, frankly, be open and accessible to people who are just getting into watch collecting or just getting into perhaps their first good watch, their first real watch, their first serious watch. We looked at the market extensively. We studied it for a very long time, over and above what we already knew about the market. And what we learned was in the sub-$500 range, there's a wide assortment of watches of varying quality. There's some excellent brands out there, brands like Swatch, fantastic brands. I own dozens of Swatches myself. In fact, I can't go through duty-free in any airport without buying one. And now I have to buy one for all my kids. And of course, in the thousands of dollars, there's wonderful brands, the Rolex, the Tags, Omega, Breitling, Hamilton, Tissot, Cartier, Panerai. And then there's the mega brands. But at the lower level, let's say between $500 and $1,000, a quality watch, a quality movement, really well built, we argue that there really aren't that many choices. And this is where we wanted to position the Mission Watch Company, or where we wanted to position the Mission One. I think it's very competitive, but I think it's very competitive in a compelling, exciting, and attractive way. One of the interesting things that's happened perhaps in the last 5 to 7 years has been the rise of the microbrands in the watch world. And anybody who's following this space knows some of them and knows some of the great ones we've got from examples such as Ferrer out of the UK or Baltic in France, Unimatic in Italy, Magret in New Zealand. These are brands that we are very excited about, and we watch the work that they've been doing. What's interesting in terms of the competitive landscape is that in terms of the ability to market your product to the public using social media and the various platforms that are available, in terms of your ability to sell to the public using a direct-to-consumer retail package, we are very proud to use Shopify as a Canadian company. And then the ability to access a global logistics chain, which quite frankly would not have been available a generation ago to a startup company. If you put those three factors together, global marketing using different platforms, global logistics chain that you can access, and then direct-to-consumer e-commerce platform, really allows small companies to be agile, to be quick, and to be competitive, and to get right to their audience and right to their consumer very quickly. They're made around the world. The final assembly is in China, in the Pearl River Delta. And that's an interesting point in and of itself as well. A number of watch companies around the world, frankly, are a little bit cute about that very point. Where is the watch made? We have the greatest of respect for Swiss watchmakers. We have the greatest of respect for watchmaking anywhere. In some respects, it would have been lovely to have made it in a place like Canada, but frankly, in Canada, we do not have that domestic capability. So what Aaron and I did with the Mission Watch Company is we attempted, even as a micro brand and a startup company, to source the best possible materials around the world to put it into the Mission Watch. That was, in effect, our mission. So our movement is a Miyota movement. It's a Japanese movement. It's made in Japan. It is a very precise automatic movement, very reliable, with a very, very long history. The various other components are made and assembled in China. And then other components, such as the premium strap that we put on it, is actually handmade in Montreal. This is where we start to talk a little bit about the specifications, and this is where we can go into a very, very deep dive, and the real passion for horology and the passion for watchmaking comes out. We were very precise on what we wanted to do on our watch. We were looking to create a real versatile watch that could go anywhere, anytime. To this end, we made it water resistant to 300 meters. We've actually tested to 330 meters, at which point the test stopped because they were afraid they were going to break their machine. Let's be truthful, our watch isn't ever really going to go to 300 meters of depth. That's 1,000 feet. But the materials that go in order to ensure that it's got 300 meters of water resistance are a higher grade. We paid attention to every single element of the watch, the stainless steel case, the matte finish for the face, even the luminescence of the indices. We picked the brightest lume that's available, all of which was to make a watch that people were going to be excited about when they saw it, people were going to love. What we wanted to do, we set out as our mission to make watches people love. And that was precisely our goal. But there always had to be an attention to quality and workmanship. And that's one of the reasons why the Miyota movement was very appealing to us. Every watch has its story. And that's part of what makes it unique. The Mission One story, the story of the entrepreneurs that have started it. We've called this watch the watch made by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. You know, anecdotally and in talking to entrepreneurs over the last number of years in my career, one of the common themes is really requiring a passion for what you're doing. And I've told entrepreneurs for many, many years, if you don't have a passion for whatever it is you're selling, don't even bother. If you don't understand your mission, and if you don't understand the passion that you have for it, no one else is going to feel passionate about what you're building. No one else is going to fall in love with what you're building. For the Mission One, one of the things that is going to be particularly attractive is that it's a limited batch watch. It's made in limited quantities. The Mission One is 300 watches, and that's it. After that, we'll make further and additional watches, the Mission Two, or perhaps a dive watch, perhaps a chrono. But the Mission One is itself a limited edition watch. So ultimately, that it becomes very, very attractive to people in the watch business. In the watch world, there's no detail too small that it somehow does not require attention. One of the things that I've learned, there is such an amount of passion and interest globally in watches. And truthfully, as we began to explore it, we really found how much excitement there is around the world for the watchmaking industry. And that's a big responsibility. And it's probably something that we didn't really fully understand before we got into it. People love their watches for a variety of reasons. People love certain brands, they love certain styles, they love certain eras, and they are very passionate about that. It's important then when releasing a watch that you be respectful of those. Now that having been said, this is not an homage watch. We did not want to do an homage to anybody. We did not want to copy another watch. What we were trying to do was to create something that stood on its own merits, that was a unique piece, but a unique piece designed within you know, frankly, the four corners of designing a watch. A wristwatch, useful, we're at 39 millimeters, easy to read, very reliable, very accurate.
Peter Karyanis, co-founder and designer at Mission Watch Company. My thanks to Peter, a longtime Monocle subscriber, for coming in to share his story, and to Josh Greenblatt in our Toronto Bureau for conducting the interview. Thank you as well to Alex Port-Felix, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.